This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour, this is an exciting day. Every day is pretty exciting. The 2nd of July, a couple of days from today, we'll be celebrating our country's independence. In a manner of speaking, it is Independence Day, the 4th of July, big holiday. Very significant for all of us who are Americans. A lot of people on vacation this week. Hope you're having a very good time. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. The Trumpster is in the news. Then I want to talk about something that's happening today that's very, 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 you get the point? Unique. Very unique.
Huh. I thought you were going to say important, but okay, unique. I got it. I'll give you a little update before we get to Trump, just because I think there's been a lot of interest in the Democrats that are in and out of this race. It looks like, I kind of thought it might be Kirsten Gillibrand who would dump out first, but it looks like it might be Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper. It's too bad, because I actually thought he made one of the guys that made him the most sense in the debates, talking about how he was a Democrat in charge of a purple state and how he had to work with people on the other side of the aisle. But top members of his campaign are now departing. There's a big shakeup coming. That doesn't mean he'll necessarily drop out just yet, but his campaign manager and his financial fundraising person all decided that they were going to leave at the same time. He's got to get 130,000 donors to qualify for the debate stage in September, 120,000 to qualify for the debate stage in July, and I guess he's kind of running behind the pack. So,
a little watch on him. People are working for him. They go work for other campaigns, because there are professional campaigners, and that's all they do.
I don't know who they are, but maybe they've been poached by another campaign.
One of the things that has been floated by Democrats for a while is some of these people like Beto O'Rourke and John Hickenlooper could be stronger Senate candidates than they are presidential candidates. And so there's a lot of pressure. I just don't think that Beto has it in him to say that he wasn't born to be president and go back to running for Senate. But Hickenlooper might. If he gets out early enough, he could put his hat into the ring for the Senate seat that's open in Colorado.
So who would be he ran against the loser Cruiser last time.
He's run against next? John. John Cornyn's up for re-election this year in Texas.
He's been there a long time.
But that's if Beto runs. I don't think Beto's going to do that. And I don't think he would win, quite honestly. But there is some room in Colorado. Michael Bennett is one of the senators. He's running for president. And so I think there's some room maybe for John Hickenlooper to have at least a semi-successful run at that Senate.
It's one of those names like McGillicuddy.
Yeah.
Hickenlooper.
Hickenlooper.
Interesting.
It's a terrible name, actually. Hickenlooper.
Hickenlooper.
All right, so the big story trending. I live in the state of California, and there is so much going on in the state that we should be ashamed of. This is a rich state. We're the sixth largest economy, and we have people living on the streets. People can't afford to get homes. We're not capturing water. There's the droughts. There's the fires. There's the crumbling infrastructure.
No leadership.
Failing education. And California has not had a Republican in statewide office in over 15 years, so a lot of correlations
since
can be drawn.
Arnold.
Yeah, through progressive policies and what's going on in the state. President Trump is now getting keen to that. He sat down for an interview with Tucker Carlson when he was in Japan for the G20 summit, and he actually talked mostly about, obviously, what came from the G20 and about North Korea, his meeting there. But he also talked about California. He said that he's looking very seriously at trying to get involved, to intervene in California. He said people living on the streets are living in hell. It's disgraceful. He said, I'm going to maybe, and I'm looking at it very seriously, we're doing some things now that you probably noticed, like some of the very important things that we're doing now. I don't know what this means, but we're looking at it very seriously because you can't do that.
Reading a transcript from him is like another language.
So much. In other words, what he's saying is that he's going to intervene in what's going on in California with the mentally ill and with the drug addicts who are living on the street. He said most people suffering from homelessness have an accompanying mental illness. Sometimes they don't realize realize are living in their own filth. He also said that the issue needs to be addressed before it starts affecting healthy working people. And I can tell you that in Los Angeles, they're giving typhus tests to people who are going in with a cough because right. typhus is spreading to police officers and people who are just walking through downtown Los Angeles. So, this seems to be a fight that Trump may take to California. They've sued his administration
as well.
45 times.
In LA.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah.
Mm. All right, what else? The Trumpster lashed out at Andrew Cuomo yesterday on Twitter. Four different tweets accusing the governor of New York of using the state's attorney general to personally target him, him being Trump. Is there any truth to that, Jennifer? Cuomo doesn't like
there
Trump.
Has been, there have been a lot of rumors that, and I think we even talked about it here, in regards to Paul Manafort being put in Rikers and all these places. You know, when we were talking about that someone higher up may have given that order, maybe that's someone higher up that Trump believes is Andrew Cuomo, who definitely is not a fan of the president, certainly. Whether or not he's done any wrongdoing, those are just allegations right now.
Oversight Committee. Watch Trump's financial records. Wow, this is a searing story. Once they have rejected the president's contention that they're not entitled to his financial documents. Why are they entitled to his financial documents? Who are these people and why do they have any right to my financial, anybody's financial documents? Is there anything to this, Jennifer? What do you think?
Well, I think they're going to have to prove the reason that they want to see those financial documents because it is not required for a president to turn those things over. They do have to fill out a financial disclosure form, which the president has done every year that he's been in office so far and before that as a candidate. But you don't have to turn over that information. In fact, members of Congress don't. They keep that a secret. So you have to prove a case to subpoena someone's financial records. We'll see. That's what they're trying to do when they build these arguments about impeachment.
All right, let's talk about the 4th of July parade. There are people taking shots at Trump today because apparently they're charging Republican faithful to come giving out tickets or charging or something. But how is it that it sort of is turning into a Trump rally instead of a national rally? There's a military overtone.
When has something not been about him if he's been president?
He can't help himself. I don't like this. I don't want to see a bunch of tanks. This is not Moscow. This is not Beijing. I don't want to see a bunch of tanks in the main streets.
Trump has wanted that from the very beginning. Though.
Yeah, it's about celebrating the military, and I think I actually like it.
That's not how I
don't like it.
He's got demonstrations coming from the Air Force, from the Army, from the Navy. They're all going to be out there standing with the president doing like a little show. I don't know. No. I don't have a problem with it.
It feels, I agree with the Beijing thing. It feels, and Moscow, it feels very dictator-like. I don't like it. It's very North Korea. Maybe he got the idea from his new pal.
Right, exactly. Also, the president said a series of immigration and customs enforcement raids are going to start sometime at the end of the week after the 4th, unless we do something pretty miraculous, he said in quotes. The raids were supposed to take place in 10 cities last June, but the president postponed them. He said the delay came at the request of Democrats, and Congress would have a couple of weeks to find a solution to the asylum and loophole problems at the border. Congress is now in recess. Of course they are. So where's the solution? There's no solution, so he's going to go back to beating the drum for ICE raids. They're planning to detain families who have already gone through legal
His deportation procedures. Numbers are lagging. He hasn't deported even close to the number of people that were deported under the Obama administration. And these are visa overstays. These are people who are just blending into the system, who are no-shows for their court dates.
How do they find these people?
A lot of times you have corporations that cooperate. You have businesses that will cooperate. There's a big story about Dunkin' Donuts trying to crack down on the illegals that they have. So I think they get help from people who have tips, and they probably can track them.
Wait a minute. My question would be to Dunkin' Donuts and anybody else, if you knew they were illegal, why'd you hire them in the first place?
It's a good question. I don't know.
Thank you. I thought that was a good question. That's why I asked it. There is, all right, we got lots of things. I promised that we'll have a little talk about the solar eclipse, the big doings in the sky tonight. Time for us now to have a focus on big doings with your mouth and your teeth. White teeth. Want them in 5 minutes? Then call 800-208-1797 and order power swabs using your DJV discount, 50% off the retail price right now, to get the stains lifted off of your teeth, your caps, your crowns, your veneers. No sensitive gums, no half hour with a tray stuck in your mouth so you look like a fool. Imagine walking around with a tray in my mouth and you can't talk. No! You want to get rid of the stains caused by tobacco and coffee and too much wine. Power swabs, the most celebrated teeth whitening system in the world. It also is the most natural. So you want to have an unforgettable smile? Call 800-208-1797. Do what I do. Do what we all do. And get the power swabs for 50% off the retail price. Come on. Don't think twice. Let's do it right now. And get on the road to having a much more beautiful smile, more handsome smile, beautiful teeth. 800-208-1797. All right, ladies, have I convinced enough people to do this? You think I've... the most advanced whitening system.
I'm in.
You look at
mm-hmm.
this. You're in.
I love
okay.
it. Yeah.
Jennifer's in. Victoria. I don't hear anything from Kara, though. She's sitting down there in the corner. She needs to be in on this, too.
Kara's not listening. Yes.
No.
I enjoy power swap.
Yes.
She's tuned out.
All right. 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard about it on the DJV program. 50% off the retail price. Power swaps. 800-208-1797.
Ever wonder why Europeans speak so many languages? Is it because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe? Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons and award-winning technology can have you speaking Spanish, French, or German within weeks. Just go to Babbel.com.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I could tell you, I was just taught the wrong way.
Go to Babbel.com to select your language. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try for free.
Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This portion of the DJV program brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the name to remember. It's now available in stores everywhere. It's the solar eclipse, new moon. We all know what happens with a solar eclipse. The moon becomes more powerful than the sun. The two are up close and personal with each other. What makes this solar eclipse more powerful is that it's in the sign of Cancer, which is ruled by the moon. All of you who are astrology buffs are interested. Anyway, the new moon will bring you an opportunity to focus on being nurtured. It's a good time to be in love or to fall in love, get somebody in your life who is nurturing. How about that, ladies? Everybody needs someone to love. Everybody needs someone to nurture them.
Until Mercury retrograde next week, and then all bets are off, so hurry.
21 at the hour on the DJV program.
Hi,
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Nina Simone on the DJV program. Our focus on music every hour for 4 or 5 minutes. Music news, stories about big singers, big song releases. Last June, Nina Simone's childhood home in Tryon, North Carolina, was designated as a national treasure by the National Trust for Historical Preservation. Now the organization launching a crowdfunding campaign to help restore and preserve this activist. She was very active in the civil rights movement, that sort of thing, and very powerful singer. So John Legend, Cat Stevens, who's Yusuf Hussein, or whatever his last name is, Mahershala Ali, I finally learned how to... I like him, and so now I know how to pronounce his name. Issa Rae, among some of the artists, musicians, actors who have pledged their support to raise funds to restore the exterior of Nina Simone's home. The public can now make donations to the National Trust's crowdfunding campaign through Indiegogo, also by newly designed Simone-inspired merchandise as well. John Legend said, quote, "Spaces devoted to the history and legacy of people of color, especially women of color, are far too few in America today. So preserving places like the Nina Simone Childhood Home will help keep her powerful story alive. I'm proud to be part of it." The National Trust also taking the Simone crowdfunding campaign on the road, bringing it to the 25th Annual Essence Festival in New Orleans this weekend. Simone's home is the first musical site to be restored by the National Trust's African American Cultural Heritage Action Fund. So, those of us who remember Nina Simone, quite a legend for sure. 26 after on the DJV program, Victoria, Kara, Doug, and you are the focus now on a new biographical musical telling the story of Neil Diamond. And apparently this is on its way, this new musical headed for Broadway. The untitled musical will consist of Neil Diamond's greatest hits. The story will be a book by Anthony McCartan, who wrote Bohemian Rhapsody, Darkest Hour, and The Theory of Everything. Diamond said, quote, "I've always loved Broadway. The inspiration for many of my early songs came from shows like West Side Story, My Fair Lady, Fiddler on the Roof. So it seems only fitting to bring my songs to the Great White Way. I'm honored and excited to be working with his great team. Writer Anthony McCartan said, quote, on the mantelpiece in my childhood home in New Zealand, there are always two pictures. One was of the Pope, the other Neil Diamond. The musical catalog of this Rock and Roll Hall of Famer flowed endlessly off our family record player. Imagine my excitement when the opportunity arose to work with Neil on a musical based on his life and music. A very easy and so sweet yes came from me. Musical will follow Diamond's journey through his life, from being a poor kid growing up in Brooklyn to one of the great showmen of our time. Certainly, I don't know. I don't consider his music rock and roll, frankly. Do you?
I guess it depends on the song, but I like Neil Diamond. I think this is going to be
a
huge
like him.
Hit.
I like him, but I don't know that I would call him a rocker, frankly.
I think his music does lend itself very well to Broadway.
Yeah.
So, like Billy Joel's musical that was based on his music, that was a huge hit forever because his songs also can kind of be replicated in a Broadway type of way.
Yeah.
So I think
Neil
Diamond's musical is going to be a huge hit.
I wonder if they're selling the tickets on Ticketmaster. Ticketmaster has been fined $4.5 million by the Canadian government, by the way, for misleading pricing claims in online ticket sales, you think? Good God, they're the biggest crooks. I'm glad they got them. We should be going after them here in this country as well. Go get them, Canada. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your healthy sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump with a warning to Iran about stockpiling enriched uranium. He was asked by reporters at the White House yesterday whether he had any message to the Iranian leaders about that.
They know what they're doing. They know what they're playing with. And I think they're playing with fire. So no message to Iran whatsoever.
Iran having confirmed yesterday it has stockpiled more enriched uranium than was allowed in a 2015 nuclear deal. President Trump says he will put the U.S. military on full display during July 4th celebrations, including even tanks along the National Mall.
Got to be pretty careful with the tanks because the roads have a tendency not to like to carry heavy tanks, so we have to put them in certain areas.
Meanwhile, the feds are warning Americans about possible domestic terrorism incidents over the 4th of July holiday. And this is USA Radio News.
Money. 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 You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
After the hour, it's Tuesday the 2nd of July. Happy 4th of July. Happy 3rd of July. Happy 5th of July. Happy July. Happy life. Happy 2019. You name it, we got it. Okay, so we have Victoria and Kara and Doug working together to inform you to the best of our ability. I have something distressing I'm going to talk about after, I guess both the things we start with are sort of distressing here. Victoria's got a report to the nation on the status of millennials.
It's not good. millennials and their net worth, and how basically this is a new report that's showing how hard it is for millennials to build any type of savings and net worth. The average net worth of Americans aged 18 to 35 is less than $8,000. That's according to this new study. The reason very much boils down to increased costs over the past decade. College, for example, the cost of college has risen 65% over the past 10 years. And, of course, along with that, student debt levels have increased 160% between the years of 2004 and 2017. Millennials, right in that age bracket, were hit the hardest by this trend and this steep rise in costs. And then beyond higher education, housing, health care, and many other essential expenses have also increased, effectively forcing millennials to spend more and save less. You know, we often joke about millennials living at home for an extended amount of time after college, and that is true. That is, of course, the student debt is really the number one thing, because the millennials report that they have a very difficult time swinging their monthly loan payments and a mortgage or rent simultaneously. So they say that the outlook for millennials isn't completely bleak. One thing that millennials do have going for them is their age and the fact that they have many years of work ahead of them, which to me does not sound like much of an upside. But
can we get a summary of this then? Do we have a number attached? The word of the day today is esoteric, and I might use that to describe some of the philosophy, some of the information about the net worth of millennials. And I wonder if we couldn't say the same thing about any group of youngsters that came along. I was thinking as you were going through that information, Victoria, about what my status was when I was that age, and wasn't much better than I was faced with the same realities you just overviewed.
Yeah, but the difference, though, is the if you look at the average home cost now versus what it was when you or my parents bought their first home, it's startling. I mean, my parents, when they bought their first home, they paid $75,000 for it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and that's not an uncommon story. All of my friends' parents had those stories. Oh, yeah, no one paid more than $100,000 for a house. Where can you even find a house for less than a few hundred thousand now in any area that you want to live?
Depends on where you are. There's certainely depressed areas. I remember the first I bought.
But I mean, in an area that you would want to live in.
Yeah, okay. I don't know because I'm not there and I'm not looking. I'm convinced. I'm empathetic. Your story brings us around to understanding the plight, and it's for a number of different reasons. And so if there was a solution, what would it be?
Well, the solution, according to this report, is the importance of investing. And so this report says, this comes from Deloitte, and so essentially if you're willing to downsize to a smaller apartment for a few years, you might be able to save, say, like $300 to $500 on your monthly rent. If you bank that money for 2 years, then you're sitting on $7,200, and then that can help build an emergency fund. It can go into an investment. They say that millennials there are a lot of apps out there. I actually just downloaded one last week to help me round up my spending to the nearest dollar, and then it dumps that into a portfolio fund. And so there are a lot of apps that are aimed at millennials just to do that, because if you invest $100 a month over a 30-year period, you'll be left with $113,000 when you factor in growth and things like that. So the investing is really important. Retirement plans, if your company has a 401k, especially if they match your 401k investment, take advantage of that. And I think right now it's very tempting for kids who are trying to struggle. They're struggling to pay back their student loans. It doesn't feel like you have any extra money that you can invest, but you really should prioritize that.
Well, in my generation, not that that's the panacea, but at least with me and my friends, when we didn't have enough money, we got another job. I always had two jobs. I bought my first house when I was 23, and it was $47,000, and I was working as a teacher, and I was working as a district.
Really quick, what house was that? What did that house look like?
Was it
a two-bedroom, three-bedroom?
No, it was a five-bedroom old farmhouse that I had grown up in, and it was on the farm that I had grown up on.
So you got land and five bedrooms for $47,000.
I had 3 acres. And the third oldest house.
See, that's what I'm saying. No one can, there is no way, there's no equivalent to
it was
for
in bad
our generation.
Shape. We had to fix it up. But, you know, when I sold it, I sold it for twice as much. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean, who can fixer upper? If you buy something for $47,000, you're buying either just a shack that
today,
needs to be torn
down.
Yeah.
Today,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. And that's what's so, it's amazing to me how different one generation is.
All right. So let's compare. I've said this on the air many times. At that point in my life, I was making $6,500 a year as a school teacher and $12,500 a year as a disc jockey. So that was $19,000 a year.
And you were still able to buy a
third,
house.
Second year out of college. My monthly payment was $480 for the mortgage.
Oh, my God. That's my car payment.
I mean, that's yeah, like... Okay. That's half of my car payment these days. But yeah.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, it is really very interesting to see how things have changed. Remember, this is 50 years ago, or when was it? Yeah,
right.
Almost 50 years ago.
Yeah, right,
almost,
but,
yeah, 48 years ago.
Yeah. That's the biggest struggle, the biggest hurdle that people my age have in buying a first home is the down payment. Uh-huh. You know, if you have good credit, you can secure a mortgage. But if you don't have the down payment, that chunk of cash.
I went to my local bank where I still am, and I went to sat at the president's desk, and he knew who I was, and I said, Mr. Hickson, I'm going to buy the Omeo house up on Nixon Road. And it's $47,000, and I have $400 in the bank. And he opened up this drawer, and he got a document out. He said, here, sign this. And 4 weeks later, we passed. I knew nothing more of that.
Oh, my gosh.
And so try to do that these days. Good God.
Yeah.
Anyway, but that's the way it was, and things are different. They're much different. You're right about that. And how do we deal with it? How do we make it work for people? Because it's important for individuals to feel worth, and it's also important.
Yeah.
Part of the problem really is I didn't have any
student debt.
I paid half. My father paid half. I worked at the farm, and I worked as a radio guy when I was in college. And pretty much the same. My life has been the same since I was in college. On radio, on the air, on the farm, and... So that's how
But that's the thing. Like you might, yeah. It's just I'm always kind of baffled. How did things change so much just between one generation, between the baby boomers and then Gen X, Gen Y, millennials, kind of all mixed in there? But how did things change so quickly and so drastically?
I think it coincides with the September 11th and the Iraq War, and how everything became more expensive. We borrowed $3 trillion. And we had no way of paying it back and never have paid it back and never will pay it back. The Iraq War after September 11th, I think, changed the reality for a lot of people in every way, economically, socially, mentally, physically. It just changed the reality.
My cousin is a junior in high school, and she's looking at colleges now, and her parents and all of her friends are calculating student loans. And it is absolutely shocking. Anywhere from $900 to $1,200 a month is going to be the average payment that they would have to make. Who can afford? I couldn't afford that right now. If I had to add on an extra $1,200 to my bills every month, I'd go into default. It's just crazy.
Well, it's like medicine. More and more people are declaring bankruptcy because of either student debt or the cost of medical care.
Medical, yep.
Yeah. And that's something we never, when I went to the doctor, I remember paying $25 for a visit. I remember going, I had a physical every year, and it cost me $25. I'd spend an hour with Dr. Johnson, go through the blood work, do all of the things, tap my toes.
Was that out of pocket, or was that through insurance?
Nope, there was no insurance then. There was no real health insurance. Medicare was only, just because, I was 23, that would have been, at the same time I bought the house, early 1970s.
I mean, just, full disclosure, my husband and I, when we were on his former company's health insurance plan, our monthly cost was $673 a month that covered both of us, plus a $5,000 deductible.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember. Let me rephrase that. When I was teaching, I had health insurance through the teachers' union. And I don't remember how much it cost me a month.
Pretty decent health plans because there's so many people.
There. Yeah, I'm just trying to remember. I had a car payment, and I was getting, by the time I was done with my car payment or my health insurance, I got a check for $147 a month from the teaching. so that was that. But, what amounted to was about $300 a week as a jock. And that was, at that time, I was still living at home taking care of my mother. So I didn't have any expenses, amounted to anything. So I forget what I spent the money on, but I've never been good with money. I've had a lot of money in my life, made lots and lots of money, and I've spent it for various things. I guess maybe I believe philosophically, although I don't know that I put the esoteric side to it. I just think you keep the economy flowing by keeping the money moving. And as a tribute to that, the money I will make in the next 60 seconds from selling my pillows goes right back out into the economy. So the more pillows you buy, the more people I can help, folks. So go to MyPillow.com and buy more pillows. You need four on each bed. How many beds you got in your house? Well, you have two beds in your house, Victoria, right?
Just one.
You only have one.
One bedroom, yep.
Okay. But you got dogs, you need pet dog beds for them. Let's see, Kara, you've got one bed in your place too, right? Need four pillows for that.
I've got three beds, so I can... my roommates both have beds, so I can give them some my pillows.
All right. Give them pillows. Pillows, pillows. Available, the new beautiful my pillow array, the smaller ones, the twin-size ones, the full-size ones, like mattresses. They're available in various sizes and shapes. My Pillow, America's number one pillow manufacturer and distributor. You've heard from Mike Lindell. You see him on TV all the time in that same blue shirt and his cross hanging out there, so you know he's legit. And then I think he wants you to think he's legit. And I suppose, you know, that maybe a way helps people think, yeah, this guy's a good businessman. So if you're interested in getting a better night's rest, you've never slept better, you'll never sleep better than with the My Pillows. And there are specials all the time, various sizes and quality of pillows. Right now, a two-pack of My Pillow Premium, $69.98, lowest price ever offered. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for those two premium pillows, or whatever it is. You can go through the catalog and you'll save 30-50% using the DJV code. So do that now, and they'll also ship free using the DJV code at MyPillow.com.
AncientLifeOil.com. For your CBD needs, just remember AncientLifeOil.com. What does it do for the body, you ask? I can't say, do the people in the suits that run the industry. Big Pharma's all over CBD because of its you know what I mean. Research the benefits of CBD on Google and come back to AncientLifeOil.com and purchase your CBD today. Non-GMO and all organic. You don't want to be using a petroleum product. You want to be using the cleanest CBD product on the market. AncientLifeOil.com. We even have CBD for your pet. Help your pet's discomfort. Help your discomfort. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Newly reduced prices to pass off the savings to the most important person, you. AncientLifeOil.com. And one more thing. We have topicals, too. So if you have joint pain and some different issues that are going on in your body, you might want to use a topical. Think about it. AncientLifeOil.com.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back in the news, Chuck Curry is here, our movie moments man. Like that alliteration, Chucker. Our movie moments man.
I like
here.
That, Doug.
I was thinking you would like it as well. All right, so
no, let me ask you a question. You have to like Spider-Man, no?
Nah, I don't like Spider-Man. I like Tobey Maguire. I like that one. That was okay. But after that, no.
I know you don't like anything about anything, but I figured you like Spider-Man.
Captain Curmudgeon. No, I like a lot of things.
Tell me. I got time. I got a few hours. Tell me.
Really? Okay. The Hunt for Red October was on the other night. I've watched it for about the ninth time. I think that's one of the great movies of all time. I've enjoyed that one every time I've seen it. You pick up some new stuff in it every time. There are points in it that I don't want to watch it anymore, but I always want to see the handoff of the sub it's a feel-good kind of a movie. So you're there. There's one movie I like.
Here's what's interesting. Okay, good for you. Here's what's interesting. Since 2002, there's now been 7 live-action versions of Spider-Man. 3 actors have played the part: Peter Parker, Spider-Man, Tobey Maguire, in the first 3 films. I liked him a lot. I still think Spider-Man 2 is the best entry in that live-action universe. Andrew Garfield played him in a couple, and now Tom Holland, second standalone Spider-Man movie, and he's played him in the Avengers movies. As much as I like Tobey Maguire, I got to say this kid, Tom Holland, is really perfect role. He really is good.
And he drinks really his juice through his eye, too. Did you see that?
No, I did not. Tell me.
Well, he's got, when he's between takes, he's looking for a drink, and the only way they can get the water to him is through a straw through his eye. You haven't seen those pictures?
Through his eye?
No, the mask.
Yeah, the mask.
Oh, okay.
The eye.
Oh, okay.
Mask. Yeah.
All right.
All right. So Spider-Man.
Well, I'm going to see it starts today. Opens today. I'm going to see it tonight at 7 o'clock. Let you know what I think about it tomorrow.
All right. So what other things are coming out this weekend? Is this the only movie that's starting for the weekend tonight?
I don't know. I didn't look at the box office. This is certainly the big one. It's tracking like $160, $170 million in 5-day release. You know, it's interesting. I read a stat. I think box office is down 10% year over year to date. And what's interesting about that stat is that Marvel's The Avengers Endgame was a massive, massive box office hit, which tells you that everything around it, if it's not a superhero related, it's having some erosion, getting people to come in to see it in theaters. And I think that is the trend going forward. I do believe more and more people, unfortunately, will stay home.
Like a broken
to an extent.
Record.
But I do believe that it's a bad trend.
Why don't you be a promoter of movies and not tell everybody how lousy the movies are or how nobody's going to see them?
Well, I don't think they're necessarily lousy. Listen, I give examples.
Around.
Yeah. I think Rocket Man, that Elton John biopic, was an awesome film, but yet it's not going to make $100 million domestically, which to me is a big, big surprise. I know it's not for lack of word of mouth, because we booked it at the theater I'm involved in, and everybody that came out of the theater absolutely loved that film. So don't understand why that didn't do better. Here's a movie news item of interest, Doug. Give me your thoughts. Moulin Rouge director Baz Luhrmann is going to do a Elvis biopic that's going to feature Elvis Presley and his manager, Colonel Tom Parker. Over at Warner Brothers, Tom Hanks is going to play Colonel Tom Parker.
Yeah, you can see that.
Who's going to play Elvis?
There's a couple actors that they're looking at. Ansel Elgort, who is in the movie Whiplash. Not Whiplash. That Miles Teller, who is in Whiplash, are looking at him. And the other guy from Baby Driver, who's now filming the lead
West
in
Spielberg's
West Side Story. Yeah, that'll be a good biopic, I think, Life of Elvis.
Mm-hmm. I do agree. I think you're right about that. All right, so what else is going on in terms of...
One other thing. Sony Pictures released a coming attraction trailer to its Jumanji sequel yesterday. It's titled Jumanji: The Next Level. Opens December 13th. Dwayne Johnson, Jack Black, Karen Gillian, and Kevin Hart once again star, all playing different characters in this film. I got to tell you, the trailer looks really, really good. That was a massive hit. Actually, the biggest financial hit in the history of Sony Pictures, Jumanji, last Christmas. This one looks really good, and I would think it'll be just as big.
The one with
hit, especially
the one last Christmas. What are you talking? The one that that The Rock and that other idiot is in, Hart.
Yeah,
didn't do well.
No, it did very well. It was the biggest hit in Sony Pictures history financially. Yeah, it did great. It did great. So
you said it was.
This will do well also. It did very well. It looks. This sequel looks good though.
Chuck Curry on DJV.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.